You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, President Donald Trump says masks will not be made compulsory as a safeguard against coronavirus transmission. While he says he personally believes in wearing a mask, Mr. Trump says he wants to give his people the freedom to choose. He says he'll leave mandates on mask wearing up to the governor of each individual state in the country.
I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good. But I leave it up to the governors.
The message comes as Johns Hopkins University figures show the U.S. has recorded the most infections and deaths from COVID-19 of any country. The most recent daily statistics show infections increasing by around 70,000, and it's the fourth day in a row that at least 900 people in the country have died from COVID-19. The US has the highest number of coronavirus-related deaths in the world, with over 140,400. But on Fox News, Mr. Trump argued the country has one of the lowest virus mortality rates in the world.
But when you talk about mortality rates, I think it's the opposite. I think we have one of the lowest mortality rates in the world.
We're going to take a look. We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look.
This week.
Ready?
You can check it out.
Could you please get me the mortality rate?
Yeah.
Kaylee's right here. I heard we had one of the lowest, maybe the lowest mortality rate anywhere in the world. You have the numbers, please? Because I heard we had the best mortality rate.
Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, protesters have gathered at Marble Arch in London to condemn the country's new coronavirus rules. Councils in the country have been given new lockdown powers so they can close shops, cancel events, and shut outdoor public spaces to manage local outbreaks. The anti-government movement views masks as ineffective and an unjustified assault on people's personal freedom. One protester, Jacqueline Dunn, likens the government to a religious group.
If you've not been paying attention, our country is in lockstep with all the other countries throughout the world under the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, I want to read you from one of our cult leaders. If you've not been paying attention, government is a form of religion. It is statism. A lot of people will go by the government rules and regulations because they just like to follow orders.
In Hong Kong, anti-coronavirus measures are tightening after a recent surge in cases. For months, the semi-autonomous territory had recorded zero local cases of COVID-19. But now, the largest number of new local cases, over 100, has been reported since the pandemic began. Authorities are currently unable to trace the source of the new infections. After council discussions, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, says there is no sign the virus is being contained.
As I said, this wave of transmission is even more critical, more difficult to tackle, if I could put it that way, because this wave of transmission involves many more clusters of different natures. Now, we had residential care homes for the elderly. For the first time, there was an outbreak, and now a second care home for the elderly is involved. And then we had a cluster involving restaurants and one with public housing estates. And even schools and many different industries are affected as well. So that means there are many more channels of transmission.
Face masks are now mandatory in all indoor public places in the Chinese territory. Non-essential civil servants will work from home again, and amusement parks, gyms, and 10 other types of venues will remain closed for another 7 days. India has recorded its highest number of new COVID-19 cases. Latest figures reveal more than 38,900 fresh cases, bringing the national total close to 1.1 million. The nationwide death toll has climbed to over 26,800 after 543 new deaths. the head of the Pulmonary and Critical Care Department at India's Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences, is Dhruva Chaudhary. He says cases will be easier to identify in smaller towns and regional areas.
I'm far more confident of the identification of the people if they have the disease and they go to the smaller places, especially villages, because of the rapid identification of these cases and practically everybody knowing somebody else.
The morbid milestone comes amid focused lockdowns being reimposed in several Indian states to stem the outbreak. And in Spain, Barcelona residents have flocked to beaches, despite Catalan authorities urging people to stay at home as COVID-19 cases continue rising in the country. People sunbathed, played in the sea, and queued to access Barceloneta Beach, ignoring advice to remain in their homes. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.